What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Salt Shack Podcast. My name is Caleb, or WarMonkey75, and I'm here with
Bryce, aka Bruce DuBlanca. Today we have a fun episode ahead of us, episode 6. We got top 16 Mario Kart DS tracks. We replayed all of them last night, so they're fresh on your brain. We got trivia with Caleb, and then we got our top 10 Disney animated movies, and those do not include Pixar, so everything but Pixar is included on that. So, why don't we start off with our top 16 Mario Kart DS tracks? How you feeling about your ranking?
Got some hot takes in there.
I do as well. Like I said, we just played through them again yesterday. At least I did. Did you play through all of them?
Yeah.
Okay. We're just doing the like 16 new tracks that were added to DS, not the retros. Maybe that retro video will be a different day. But I feel like DS has some pretty iconic tracks. Maybe it's just how they play on DS. I'm just not as big of a fan of playing them. The DS like drift is pretty awful. And I was playing on 50cc, which didn't help,
Yeah.
but it was, yeah, that's how I'm feeling. So, do you want to say your 16th pick, your worst track in Mario Kart DS?
Yep. Desert Hills. It's got cool like off-road shortcuts, except when they don't work, then you just go out of bounds, and that's like there's not a lot of room for that. I mean, I didn't even check if you could go behind the pyramid, which doesn't save that much time. But there's also the end shortcut where you cut through all the turns, and I end up doing that one 90% of the time because I'm usually in like sixth place because I can't turn on that track at all. And then I end up hitting the spiky guys. Don't remember their name, but I just that track made me so frustrated when I played it. I'm like, this is better, like way better in like later games because I feel like it was scaled up and it was just bigger in like 8 Deluxe, which makes it actually drivable. But in DS,
Wasn't it Wii too?
yeah.
I don't mind it in Wii. We can talk
Yeah.
about that a different day though.
Yeah. But I despised it in DS.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It's pretty annoying. I don't know if this is a hot take. My number 16's DS Mario Circuit. I just don't really enjoy the track that much. It's not really rememberable to me. I just feel like it's you're driving around just random places. Like, there's some pretty awkward turns for the DS. It's got that one section towards the end where it's like, woo, and it's like, do I really want a snake there? Not really. I just don't really remember it that well either. Like, I literally played it yesterday and I don't remember it very well. So, yep, that is my 16.
My 15 is Cheap Cheap Beach. Extremely iconic. I just hated driving it. I found myself like flying off the path and going into the water 90% of the time, and I was just and I would always get bumped. I mean, maybe that's a character choice. I'm the Dry Bones Dry Bomber gang. Otherwise, I looked at my time trials from 13 years ago because they were still on there from when I was like 7.
I genuinely think Mario Kart DS might have been the first game, like, on my DS I've ever played.
I don't know what mine was, but
Because either. Whatever. We can talk about that later. Anyways.
pretty sure mine was like Transformers. But yeah, no, I like the reiterations of it. Cheap Cheap Beach is not a bad track. I just think it's bad on DS. I didn't, it was not fun for me.
I feel like you're gonna hear that statement a lot. I feel like a lot of these iconic tracks were iconic from this, but
Yeah.
like, it's just not that fun to drive anymore. It's
Yeah.
very outdated. So yeah, number 15. I also have, well, actually, I don't have Cheap Cheap. I have Desert Hills at 15.
Oh, okay.
Desert Hills is pretty annoying, like you said. I think it gets better. In the newer games. But like the goofy like shortcut like at the end where instead of going like through it, like you just jump over it, usually doesn't work because you don't get enough speed in DS.
Yeah.
I feel like the fireballs are also like not as like harmful, which makes it like less challenging.
Yeah.
The spiky dudes are there. Yeah, I don't know. Desert Hills is pretty underwhelming for me. So, yeah, that's what I have at 15.
Hot take. Number 14. I feel bad putting it here, but Wario Stadium. It's I don't like the amount of air you get on the track. Like there's a bunch of jumps. That's great, but the air physics in Mario Kart DS, you just kind of like glide. It's weird. You don't just like you just
You
I
kind of
was like,
just
"Huh."
slowly fall, and it's
Yeah.
weird.
So it's
Yeah.
like you're not even racing for most of the track. I mean, like, I'd say it's like a fifth of the time you're falling, and then the little like the tiny jumps near the end makes that last turn like impossible unless I just have terrible lines, which is also a thing because I only played through them like once on 150.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just didn't find it that fun. And I really like it in later games. Like,
Yeah.
I felt bad putting it at 14, but it was just like, ugh, come on.
Yeah. It also just doesn't look that good on
Yeah.
the DS. So yeah. At number 14, which is surprising. I thought I would put it higher, but I still don't feel strongly about TikTok Clock. It's better in this version than 8, in
Yeah.
my opinion. I think 8's really annoying. It's TikTok Clock is such an iconic track where it's like, this sucks that it's not fun to me anymore, because it used to be one of my favorite tracks. It's just still not very good in my opinion. I feel like the like clock arm thing is way more dangerous in this one though. At least as a kid it was. But I'm still not a fan of TikTok, and yeah, it's at 14 for me.
13. I've got TikTok clock. I was just like, I was looking at it and I was like, It's just, yeah, it's not great. I mean, I didn't hit any of the arms, but I think in DS you can't like go over them. I think you like just stop all your
Yeah,
momentum.
I'm pretty sure.
Where in 8 Deluxe you can just trick on them. But still, it's just like, it's okay. The best thing about the track is the gears at the end.
Yeah, that's kind of
Just
fun.
going over the gear. It's like, oh,
Yeah.
whatever.
It feels more accomplishing in DS, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. All I had to say about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 13, I have Cheap Cheap Beach. I want to like this track more. I initially had it higher, and then I always do my tier list like elimination style, put something up, and then I'll go like, do I like the next one better than this one, or do I like it less? And I'll go from there.
Yeah.
I initially had this pretty high just because it was like one of the first tracks in Mushroom Cup or whatever, and then it just kept falling and falling.
Yeah.
I think it's way better in newer generation games. I don't like going in the water in DS.
Nope.
It's pretty awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's really all I have to say about Cheap Cheap Beach.
Yeah,
There's not much to say about Cheap Cheap Beach, so yeah.
this one may be a hot take, but I hate putting it at 12, but I've got Delfino Square.
Really?
Yeah. I just hate the building part. I bonk into so many walls. And then I even played it through a couple times, and I just couldn't get the shortcut to work. Maybe I'm just dumb, but I would always approach it with a mushroom, use the mushroom. Like, usually I took my Mario Kart Wii lines, but I'd use the mushroom, and then I'd just go flying off the edge. And then I'd respawn, and I'd be in a worse spot than I was when I took the shortcut. But the bridge, that's what hurts so much. The bridge is so much fun, even when it's like up or down. It's like, oh, the bridge.
Yeah, you don't also you don't get much air in this game on the bridge, which is nice.
Yeah, and then that straightaway right after, and then the turn. And then you get to the stupid building part that I just couldn't do right, apparently. But the shortcut frustrated me so much. But I think it's probably a top 10 in Wii. Like, it's. This hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of hurt me a little bit, I'm not
Yeah, I
gonna
bet.
lie. At 12, I have Wario Stadium. I just don't like this track that much.
Yeah.
Also, Waluigi Stadium absolutely smokes on this.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't like it that much. And it's not like, you just don't get much air. There's not much good stuff for the obstacles. I feel like when you don't hit a turbo pad, you're like automatically like losing like six spots,
Yeah.
like because of the mud. And I just don't like that. So,
Yeah.
like, I hate saying this, I feel like a broken record. It's just most of these tracks get really improved in the newer games,
Yeah.
and it sucks going back to them because when I was a kid, like, when I see the new ones, I go, oh, the OG is better. But then I like have a realized moment where I'm like, no. So, yeah, Wario Stadium's at number 12 for me.
My 11, Airship Fortress. I think it's an awesome track. I think it's cool. The bullet bills coming at you. The Monty Mole part makes me angry. I always hit him. But I think it's a really cool track. And then the cannon all the way to the turn that takes forever. That part's neat, but like I said, it's a turn that takes forever. Like, I get it. I get the idea of it. But overall, like, a very aesthetically pleasing track and a neat idea. I feel like if it was scaled up a little bit, maybe it would be better. But I don't know. It's just there's a couple of things that were like, arr, but yeah, from like here on out, it was like,
Yeah.
kind of sweating
Are we on
ranking.
11?
Yeah, that was my 11.
11, I have Shroom Ridge. I enjoy this track pretty well. Think with the awful drift in DS, it makes running into cars really frustrating.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of slow pace, which I kind of wish it was faster. Like Moonview, like there's so many turbo pads where it just kind of flies by. I don't like driving on those like ones with cars in it. It's really annoying to me. I think the best part is like when you're coming to the finish line, it's like a cliff, kind of looks cool. Besides that though, it's okay. Like I'm getting to the part where these are like my mid-tier, like I enjoy them, but
Yeah.
meh, so yeah.
Next up, I got Peach Gardens. I think it's kind of a boring track, but I didn't hate it. It was fun. Yeah, boring Boring but fun. I really like the shroom cut at the beginning. I enjoy doing that all the time. It just cuts off a turn, but then you're ahead of everyone. The maze is super simple. You just go left and bam, or right and bam. But the thing that put it up so high is the Monty Mole part at the end didn't suck. Like, they didn't move, and it wasn't like awful off-road like it is in other games. I think when I was doing it on Wii, just the off-road at the end,
It's
just
so bad.
yeah.
Your whole bike's just like sliding, and it's like, God, that's awful.
Yeah, I think that's why I liked it so much, is because the off-road was so like it was easy. It was like whatever. But solid track.
Number 10, I have Yoshi Falls. What was that?
Burped.
Oh, I thought you were giggling. I don't know. I think Yoshi Falls is like right there with Shroom Ridge on my like mid tier. Like, I'm okay with this, but they're like, eh.
Yeah.
It's the short, like, it's probably the shortest track in the
It
game.
is.
And I think, like, bikes make it way more enjoyable to drive it. I do enjoy its simplicity though, because I feel like some DS tracks go a little overboard sometimes. I wish it was not in Mushroom Cup. Mushroom Cup feels like really boring.
Yeah.
Like the four tracks in there are just like, God.
Yeah.
But I do like Yoshi Falls. I think it's iconic track. It's, yeah, I don't know. I keep wanting to bring up like Wii and 8 and like stuff like that, but we can talk about those a different day. This is
Yeah.
about DS. So yeah, Yoshi Falls at 10 for me.
At 9, I've got Bowser's Castle. I like this Bowser's Castle. It's that one like spinning part, the big like disc thing, makes me angry sometimes. Because it's like if you get hit during it, then you're just slowly going backwards, and it's like but I like the choice there, like going around, taking the long way, and then the thwomps in both of them. And then I really like the big cylinder that turns that you have to either stay on, and if you fall off, you have to take a slower way. And then sometimes the moving blocks at the end can be annoying, but they don't bother me too much. But yeah, it's a solid track. Really like that Bowser's Castle.
Is gonna piss so many people off. And number 9, this is my hottest take. I have Waluigi
No.
Pinball. I don't know. I don't know what happened. As a kid, this is probably my favorite track. I just don't know what happened. I don't even enjoy playing in an 8 that much. It's just not that fun to me anymore. And like, I get it's like really cool concept, really cool track overall. It's just the balls at the end are really annoying. I tend to like go to like the very outside so I don't even like bother getting hit, which
Yeah.
kind of ruins the track. I get that. Like, I get the praise it gets. I think it deserves the praise it gets. I'm just not that huge of a fan of it. So, yeah, I have that number 9.
Number 8. I've got Waluigi Pinball. I don't know. I think the pinballs move a little too fast on the turning part. You just get squished, and it's like a whatever. It's like a giant green shell. It's like a Bowser shell just coming through. And it's like, okay. But a really good looking track. I really like the idea of it. But I don't know. I feel like I was more of a risk taker as a kid, driving like straight down the middle. And I was like, whatever. But now it's like, But a really great looking track, great sounding track, but
Yeah, no, the music on it's really good.
Yeah.
So at number eight, I have Peach Garden. I just feel like it's super boring at points.
Yeah.
And I'm just really not that big of a fan of like the first like part. I feel like the ending's like eh too, which makes it like pretty eh. Like the maze part's cool. Like, but I just don't really see much like happening in the maze. Like
Yeah.
you're more worried about like finding where the box is on the chain chomp and then getting out of there than really like throwing stuff at other
Yeah.
people. I do enjoy the like after part, the ramp, and then like the little like the peace sign in the middle or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And like you said, like the Monty Mole part's not that bad to drive on in this one. But besides that, it's pretty boring. So yeah, I have that at number eight.
Number seven. Got Rainbow Road. This is probably like one of my top two favorite Rainbow Roads.
Really?
Yeah, to be honest. Maybe like right behind Wii. I fell off a couple times just because there's a couple turns where it's like, eh. yeah. But I thoroughly enjoyed all like the parts that made you go Chow. I mean, like the track plays the race for you with how many speed boosts you get. But I really liked what they did with it, like all the tricks and the loop-de-loop and then the turnover. It's like that was kind of neat. Like no other track does that. But I had an enjoyable time playing Rainbow Road.
Number seven, I have Rainbow Road. I think it's a pretty solid Rainbow Road. I don't know if I'd put it as high as you would. I've been playing a lot of custom tracks as of late, and there's one that I play where it has a loop-de-loop. I can't remember what it's called. It has a loop-de-loop, and if you don't hit it at the right angle, you just hit the wall.
I think it might, yeah.
And I was really worried about that on this, but you're kind of cruise on it. And it's like, okay, that's
Yeah.
nice. I also found myself not really like getting hit that much, which is like kind of weird on Rainbow Road. I don't think I fell off. I think I fell off like maybe once, but besides that, I didn't fall off that much. And I get like Rainbow Road's don't all have to be like super hard, but it pretty much is the final boss of Mario Kart,
Yeah.
so kind of wish it was more intense at points. Like, especially like you said, there's a lot of like turbo pads in it too, so you're kind of just like sitting there, like not doing much, anyways.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have that number seven.
Number six, I've got DK Pass. I think it's a great track. Layout's solid. I just hate the snowman people at the end. I always end up hating them for
They're
some
pretty
reason.
brutal, yeah.
Like, and I mean the DS rendering and like it's not the field of view, but how far you can see before something shows up. They don't show up until like you hit the ground after the jump, so it's like oh. And they're like 2D textures too, so
Yeah.
they look funny, and they're also they just show up. It's like ah. But besides that, I think it's a great track. The snowball always like catches me off guard. I know it's there.
Yeah.
Sometimes. But no, I like it. DK Pass.
Number six, DK Pass.
Oh my God.
I pretty much have the exact same feeling on it as you. Snowmen were like brutal as a kid. I didn't hit them this time just because I didn't play on a super fast speed. I also like the ball, like the snowball coming down is pretty cool. It's like a better version of what Waluigi Pinball should have been.
Yeah.
Because Waluigi Pinball, you're just getting hit like every single time, pretty much, if you're not fast enough. I just think it's a really simple and nice track, honestly. It's pretty enjoyable to drive. I wish that like downslope part, like the bumpy area, was like kind of more entertaining. It really
Yeah.
doesn't help that there's no tricks in this game either, so it's kind of just like you're falling like really dumb and slow.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have that number six.
I think this is where our lists are gonna differ so much. This is
Really?
the top five. Yeah. Number five, I got Yoshi's Fall.
Yoshi's
Yoshi's
Fall.
Fall. Yoshi Falls. I am a sucker for like simplistic tracks. And you'll see that in the next couple rankings. Yoshi Falls always been a super quick track. I think it's the fastest in Mario Kart Wii and Mario Kart DS, just 'cause I really like oval tracks for some reason. The only reason I don't rank it higher is 'cause the only way you can get a box on the third like loop like turn is if you go through the waterfall, I think.
Think so,
Yeah, and they like slowly trickle out. And sometimes the water current is so strong, it's just like, well, it's gonna fall in the middle then.
yeah.
But I really like it. I really like straightaways for no good reason. Sniping people on straightaways is always easier, so it makes it like more challenging to drive. And then, yeah, no. Yoshi Falls.
I think that's why I like Yoshi Falls better in Wii, because the straightaways are more fun with bikes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We're at five.
Yes.
Five, I have Figure Eight Circuit. I enjoy Figure Eight Circuit. It's really simple. It's when I think of DS, I think of Figure Eight Circuit. It's pretty sick track in my opinion. I feel like you always think of that like first track that happens in every game, like Luigi Circuit and Wii and
Yeah.
Mario Race, whatever it was called in 8. And
Yeah.
I don't really have much to say about it. It's just really fun to drive.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be a really fun track if it like had bikes. I'm not a huge kart fan. I love Wii, which really doesn't help with that, 'cause I don't find myself playing with a cart unless I'm playing with
Yeah.
someone that's never really played before. So, but I really enjoyed Figure Eight Circuit. It's at number five for me, so.
My number four, Shroom Ridge. I think the reason why ours differ, guys, I played it on 150, so I was zooming through, I was getting all those mini turbos. I gapped second place by like 20 seconds or something.
Jesus.
It was just like there aren't that many cars. I mean, when you see them, it's like, oh no, like here I go, I'm gonna drift right into it, and that's frustrating. But if you can avoid the cars and just, it's just like you can drift a ton. And that's why I liked it so much. And also the shortcut's really easy. Cuts off a lot of time. Cut off that one huge turn with star power, you just go straight into the tunnel and then you're zooming around again. But yeah, that's why I like Shroom Ridge.
Number four, I have Luigi's Mansion. My biggest gripe with this track is the damn mud. It's so bad.
Yeah.
There's a point where if you don't turn like right when it wants you to, it says you're going backwards, which is just like, why? But everything before the mud is really fun, in my opinion. Is there trees in this one?
Yeah.
I could not remember. I think that was when we were like screwing around with the super speed on my computer. We were trying to like whatever. I just couldn't remember that part. I like the trees. I think that's a cool part of it. I can't remember if the huge shortcut is in this one or not. Not really a huge shortcut, but like the jump off the side. I can't remember if that's in this one or
I
not.
don't think so.
But I think it's like I feel like it's most people's like most iconic DS track
Oh,
besides like
yeah.
maybe like Pinball, but I like Luigi's Mansion a lot, so yeah.
At number three, I've got Luigi's Mansion. Yeah, the mud part's kind of brutal, but if you can find your way through that, it's like you can't really turn in it. You just kind of skate from like little platform to platform. The trees are really cool. I like how they look. But the actual mansion part is really cool. But super iconic track. It looks great, does everything right. But yeah, that mud part, if you just had like a little bit more control on the mud, I think it would be like top two.
Yeah, so I'm not a huge fan of like, cause like you know Ghost Valley and like all of them, like the music's not really like music, it's just like noises.
Yeah.
But I don't really mind the Luigi Mansion one. It's got that like low tone like piano-ish playing in the background. It's like I enjoy it. It's not as annoying as other tracks.
Yeah.
Number three, I have DS Bowser Castle. I think it's a really fun track. I like if you fall off that like turning part, you get
Yeah.
so screwed
Yeah.
over. I fell off of it second lap, and I remember I was super far ahead too, and then I was in like third by the time I got back to like the normal spot, which was like Jesus, that's awful.
Yeah.
I enjoy the spinning part. I enjoy taking that like little shortcut instead of going the left way. There's one like directly in front. It baffles the computer. I don't really see them ever doing that. So,
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like it's more of like a fun Bowser Castle to me. It's not as much inside the castle, which I think was kind of different. Like, you got to go like around the entire castle instead of just
Yeah.
going through inside and then a little bit outside, which made it fun to me. And yeah, I don't know. I feel like if it was like a new kind of generation game, or like track, it'd be like really competitive with like friends, and I think that'd be really fun. So
Yeah.
yeah, I have Bowser Castle at three.
Number two, I've got Mario
Jesus, what a
Circuit.
jump.
Just because I'm a sucker for any circuit track. If it's got a circuit in it, I'm usually grinding it, playing it a lot. Big fan of anything with Mario and Circuit in it, or Luigi and Circuit, or Toad Circuit. Like any circuit track, I'm always like, I always really enjoy.
I know what your number one is
No, I'm just a sucker for circuit tracks. I really like the shortcut when you cut off the two piranha plants. I think that's why I ranked it so high, is because in my playthrough I was able to do that a couple times. Just zoom past them to the right into the warp pipe. It's just, oh, feels so good to cut off that turn.
For sure, one of the laps, I think I watched you play this. One of the laps, you like went through it, and the off-road like didn't even do anything to you, which was like really
True,
weird. But
yeah.
maybe that was just like a tank moment, like
Yeah.
tank just OP. But
I think the dry bomber is just goated.
yeah.
But yeah, I'm a big fan of drifting around that track. Simple track. But yeah.
Number two. I have Delfino Square. I love Delfino Square. It's genuinely one of my favorite tracks, like ever. I kind of agree with you though. It's kind of like awful trying to turn in the buildings on DS. They fixed that so much in Wii.
Yeah.
We're gonna do a Wii ranking eventually. I'm really curious on how that will go. I have some pretty strong Wii opinions, so see how that goes. But yeah, man, I love the music too. Delfino Square music is really great to me. And don't know, it's kind of jank, which makes it even funnier to me. Like, I tried
Yeah.
doing like the mud shortcut, it just didn't work. It was just like,
Yeah.
okay. Like, okay, cool, I guess.
It feels like you can only do it with like star power or
Yeah,
bullet.
but yeah, I don't know. But I still love Delfino Square. It's great to me. So, yeah.
I know what your number one is now.
Yeah. Such a baby number one. Such a big
Yeah.
baby.
Yeah. Number one, I've got figure eight circuits.
Jesus Christ.
First track in the game. I like it so much. It's so simple and it's so easy and it's just everyone can be good at it, so it's like always a good time.
I knew it was gonna be your nut because I remember when I was playing custom track DS tracks and you're like,
Yeah.
I love figure eight circuit, and I was like, that's gonna be his number one, isn't it? God.
I didn't even like think twice about it. You can look. I didn't erase anything. It's like number one, figure eight circuit.
Jesus.
It's so simple. There's nothing you can run into besides the walls if you're stupid. No.
Yeah, it's pretty
But
hard to run into the walls.
yeah. But yeah, the drifting, great. Box placement, pretty solid. But the straightaways, if you can snake, you're set. But I don't know why I enjoy it so
I don't
much.
know. I like it's like in my top five, but like I don't know. My number one is Air Pass Fortress.
Yeah.
I really like this track. I think it's one of the most creative tracks like Nintendo's ever made for Mario Kart. Like
Yeah.
the bullet bills at the beginning's really sick. I like turning. Like the Monty Mole part's annoying, but it's like pretty sick. Like they're just
Yeah.
coming out of nowhere. Going into like the ship or whatever and like lava's coming through, that's
Yeah.
sick. The big cannon into like the little turn. I just enjoy it, like all of it. I also love the music. Like, I don't know if you listen to it at all, but I love Air Pass Fortress music. It's so nice. It's also one of those tracks I really want them to do for the DLC. That'd be
Yeah,
really
I
fun.
hope so.
Like, yeah, I don't know. Whenever I think of DS, like, I think it was one of my favorites as a kid too, even though I sucked at it. Like, I'm pretty sure I always sucked at it. I would always get hit by the bullet bill. My brain never went, oh, I gotta turn slightly. Nope, I just went directly into it every
Yeah.
time. It's such an iconic track for me because whenever I think of, like, oh, what track would I play on DS? It was like Luigi's Mansion, Pinball, and Air Pass Fortress, like every time. So that's why it's my number one. I can understand if you guys don't like it as much as me. I know you had it like 11 or something,
Yeah.
which fair enough. I really enjoy the track. So yeah, that's my number one. It's our DS ranking.
Yeah, I feel like our 6 through 8 and then our like 12 through 16 were the same.
They're pretty similar.
Yeah.
It's just because they're pretty underwhelming. I know we had Rainbow Road and DK Pass like exactly the same.
Yeah. And pinball, I think.
Mario Circuit took an absolute dump for me. It was at 11 this morning, and I went, I don't remember this track. Like, I don't. Like, I just don't remember it.
Oh.
You know what was initially last, but I was like, I'm just being dumb for putting it last.
What?
Wario Stadium was dead last for me at one point.
It's fair though. I don't
It's just
like
not
it.
good.
Even if you miss like the boost pad on the jumps, you hit the fireball and you just spin forever and it's like
So like the animation when you get hit with fire, like you're literally
Yeah.
just on
Yeah,
fire.
he's smoking and spinning. It's like
Yeah, I don't know. I think I could have ranked Delfino a little bit lower, but I love Delfino Square. It's one of my favorites.
if I didn't make my like last second movings, it would have been at 14.
Jesus.
Yeah, and then I looked at it and I'm like, no, it's better. It's
Yeah, come on. It's better than like Desert Hills and Cheep Cheap Beach,
that's
man.
what I headed above initially,
Yeah.
but I think hitting the wall in DS is so brutal. Like you legitimately just bonk
You
and
lose all
stop.
your
Yeah.
speed. Yeah. Well, that's our DS ranking. Let us know how you feel about it. What's your favorite Mario Kart DS track? Next up, trivia. Got any guesses of what your trivia is today?
Nope.
Iron Man 1 trivia.
Okay.
Do you have a gift for you if you get it? I might say 6 out of 10 today, though.
Okay.
It's easier than usual, I think. Iron Man 1 is a pretty simplistic movie. There isn't much trivia about it. I don't know the last time you watched Iron Man 1, but.
Probably like 2 to 3 years ago, so not too recent, but not forever ago. Okay. It's the one with Ironmonger and everything, right?
So, the movie kind of starts. Tony Stark is in a car with some army people. They're driving through the desert.
Yeah.
Where is that?
I guess would either be like the Sahara Desert. But I'm or it's like Arizona.
There, it's a war. If that helps anything.
You're looking for like a s
Think of war places.
don't they fight like a bunch of terrorists?
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes me think it's like Iraq, then. I'm just gonna say Iraq.
Your final answer?
Yeah.
It's Vietnam.
Oh. I didn't know it took place that long ago.
I don't think it's that long ago. I just think that was something that was happening in the MCU, I guess. I don't
Huh.
know. That's what I'd said it was, at least. What was the OG Iron Man design called? Is
Isn't it just the Mark One?
that your final answer?
Yeah.
Correct. I'm about to sneeze. What were the Stark's butler slash now AI in the suit called?
Jarvis.
You know his first name? I'll give you Jarvis, but do you know his first name? I watched Agent Carter, so I know a lot about this man. If you haven't watched Agent Carter, go watch it. It's
It's
pretty
gonna be
good.
like, it's gonna be like Tom or Anthony
It's a pretty like,
or like Paul.
oh, that's a butler's name kind of name.
Mister. John Jarvis. No. It's like if you give me the first letter, I'll get it, but.
Yeah, you would, because it's really, I'm just gonna tell you, it's Edwin Jarvis.
Okay.
So, lots of bombs and guns go off at the beginning.
Yeah.
Tony Stark gets captured, gets put in a cave. Who's the other man in the cave with him? Very helpful man,
I know
very
it.
iconic man towards Tony Stark going forward after this movie.
And then he, yeah. Helps him build the original suit.
Helps him survive.
Yeah. Helps him build the arc reactor. But do I remember his name? No. It's not Ironmonger, though. He was just a rich guy.
Yeah.
I don't remember his name.
His name was Yinsen.
Yeah, no.
What is the group that captured Tony? It's pretty iconic through Iron Man. Becomes pretty,
Yeah.
important phase four.
Some reason I wanted to say like the Black Hand. I don't know why. Isn't it like, it's not the Ten Rings. It's something, I think it's something to do with Mandarin, though. I'm forgetting what his group is called. I don't remember.
Yeah, nothing.
No.
It's the Ten Rings. You're on a hot streak of doing that to yourself as of late. So don't really know what to call this person. I wrote it down as Tony's coworker. I know he's a business partner, but who's Tony's coworker, business partner
Pepper
that turns
Potts.
pad?
Oh. did he work with Ironmonger? Obadiah Stane?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
It is Obadiah Stane. Right, now I decide which one's harder and then pick that one to be the last. This, you tend to get tripped up with these ones. What agent meets with Tony Stark in Iron Man 1? You got like three options.
I do.
Well, I should say the first agent to meet with him, because one also meets with him at the end of the movie. I think I haven't watched Iron Man 1 in a while, but I think they meet in like, actually, I don't think it's that one. Never mind.
Just gonna go with my gut and say Coulson.
Final answer.
Yeah.
It is Agent Phil Coulson.
Oh, I can I like I remember him in the elevator.
Yep. And Nick Fury met with him at the end of the
I was
movie.
gonna say Nick Fury,
I
but
kind of figured you would,
I
but
was
I'm
like,
glad you
no,
didn't.
he showed up at the end of Cap. He's gonna show up at the end of Iron Man.
So, after he beats Ironmonger, he has a press conference because no one knows who Iron Man is. And they're like, oh, da-da-da, is this your weapon? Like, because the whole thing was like Stark Industries was giving away weapons
Yeah,
to the
like
Ten Rings
selling him
because
nuclear
Obadiah
weapons.
Stane was selling them without Tony Stark's permission.
Yeah.
What did Iron Man or Tony Stark say at the end of his presser that got everyone going crazy?
Wasn't he just like, I'm Iron Man. I'm just gonna go with I'm Iron Man.
Final answer.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you. It was like, truth is, I am Iron Man. They just cut off the, yeah, and then
Yeah,
everyone goes
then
nuts.
puts on the suit and just.
Yeah. One, two, three, four. You need one more to get the prize.
Okay.
I feel like you won't know this one, so I'll do it first. So Don Cheadle plays War Machine. But he got recasted to Don Cheadle in Iron Man 2,
Yep.
who plays Iron or War Machine in the first
I
one.
have no clue. I just know Don Cheadle. I know he got recast, but yeah, I have no clue who the
Yeah,
original actor is.
his name's Terrence Howard.
I've never heard that
It was
name.
probably with Mark Ruffalo one of the best recastings they could have done because Terrence Howard was awful in this movie. And the dude wanted even more money.
Wow.
And then they got an even better actor out of it, in my
Yeah.
opinion. So, because Don Cheadle's pretty sick.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, last question for the prize. How many marks were introduced in this movie? Marks meaning suits, if you don't know what that means.
I want to say three. I'm just gonna go with three.
That your final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct. Three
Woo!
Iron Man marks were introduced in this.
I was like, because the first one, obviously, super iconic. And then the second one, which isn't Silver anymore, but I remember him like
Is
kind of.
silver.
Oh. Yeah, okay. Then that's the third one that isn't. The second one is where he like kind of does his test flight everywhere. And then the third one where he flies away from the conference, which is like his almost iconic.
Well, I think he fights. Ironmonger with that too.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Yep, there you go. Surprise.
I almost got 7 out of 10 though.
Yep.
I think it's the 10 rings, but
I'm just gonna not guess.
Yeah.
Something that will have to stay on your side of the set. Obadiah Stane.
Wow.
Final segment of the day. Probably one of our most controversial lists yet.
Yep.
And it just keeps every episode just keeps getting worse.
Yeah.
Top 10 animated Disney movies. This is going to be brutal. There are so many iconic Disney films, animated films, and there's only 10 spots.
Yep.
Not confident in this list in the slightest. I have so many movies that I need to rewatch, but I haven't. So, giving you how I feel about them in this very moment. So, yep. I don't know if you want to go first or you want me to go first. We got quite a few honorable mentions to go through. So,
I feel like I just need to look over everything one more time. Bam, 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 bam. Okay. I recounted, and I have 18 honorable mentions.
God damn. You want to go first? You want to go first?
I can go first. I still feel like I'm forgetting some.
Me too. But...
All right. And I'll try to be quick about it. Controversial because it's a lot of people's favorite. Jungle Book. I think the songs in it are extremely iconic. The bear, awesome. The little boy, awesome. The orangutan, awesome. All right. Next is anything Pooh related. Winnie the Pooh related.
Mm-hmm.
I just think all those characters are so iconic. Like Pooh, Tigger, Piglet, Eeyore. Everyone in the show is great. Pooh is just a great character. Everyone recognizes him. They're like, oh yeah, that's Winnie the Pooh and he likes honey. Like, yeah, it's Pooh Bear. But I don't think it would beat anything on this list, unfortunately. And unfortunately, this will probably make a lot of people mad. It's only because I haven't seen the full movie, but I enjoyed the first half. Moana. I need to find time to watch the rest, but...
Hurts so bad every time you say that.
Yep, have not finished Moana, so... Then, I felt bad... Because the movies are not as good as the actual TV show. But I've got Phineas and Ferb movies. Great, great characters, but I don't know. The movies aren't as good. Next, I've got Alice in Wonderland. I think the live-action ones kind of blow out the animated one.
Really?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people think otherwise.
Yeah. Because I'm a huge Johnny Depp guy.
I was going to say, Johnny Depp's probably the best part of that movie.
He kind of carried. But, I don't know. I just really like how dark the live-action one looks. But, it's silly. But...
They also made a custom track based off of that.
True.
It's a pretty good, fun track.
True. I don't... It's probably because I haven't watched the animated one. And forever, maybe when I was like 3 or 4, was the last time I actually watched that. So, sorry. Next up, I've got Fantasia. Extremely iconic. I just don't think it could have made my top 10. I mean, like, you've got Wizard Mickey, who's also extremely iconic. Like, that hat is everywhere. And then the dancing brooms, everything. Lilo and Stitch. I think it's a nice little movie, but I don't know. It's got its ups and downs. Lilo is a great character. Stitch is a great character. And this one will be a little controversial. I've got Peter Pan. A lot of people would probably put that in their top 10. But I don't know. I didn't really find it appealing. It's like, oh, let's have this this boy take this children out of this house. It's like, take him to Wonderland. Anyways, next I've got Tarzan, which is like, it's Tarzan. Great movie. Just, I don't think a lot of these just wouldn't be my top 10, but it's Tarzan. Great movie. Next I've got Sleeping Beauty. You know, I think Maleficent carries those movies. I'm just a huge Maleficent fan. Like, witch that turns into dragon. Maybe, like, some different parenting skills, but Maleficent's awesome.
They're making a Lego set of that dragon scene. Like a diorama, kind of. Yeah, it's going to be nutty.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, next. I want that Lego set. Next up, we've got Bambi. Absolute classic. Super sad.
Pretty awful.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Not like an awful movie.
No,
it's just really sad.
Yeah. Thumper, funny. Bambi, good character. But just, it's sad. I've got Ice Age, which hurt to not put in my top 10.
Ice Age Disney?
I think so.
I mean, that makes sense. I just didn't even think about that. I have to write that down.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's Disney.
I'm positive I've seen it on Disney Plus.
Yeah, it's not, definitely not Pixar, because we just...
No, yeah, it's not.
There's
like 8 Ice Ages too.
Yeah. Talking about the OG. I think I watched that movie so many times.
I just remembered another movie that I just completely forgot about.
Yeah, I'm probably going to miss a couple too. Then I've got Dumbo. Classic big ear elephant join circus. Like, it's a nice movie. Kind of sad at some points. Kind of really sad at some points. But next up, I've got Zootopia. It gets a lot of crap because it's the furry movie, but I enjoy it.
What movie?
Zootopia.
Oh, yeah.
And people are like, haha, furry movie. But I think Nick and Judy are good characters, so and I've got Snow White. I think the most iconic thing about Snow White are the 7 dwarves. Like, people
pretty easily, yeah,
yeah, people name those off better than Snow White. Then I've got, and this angered me, actually, you know what? I'm going to make a last second thing and put it in my top 10 instead. This is what happens when I make my lists.
So unprofessional. Man, you got to stick with your guns next time.
Okay, now it's my number 10. And instead, got Tangled. It's a good movie. I really like the music in it. The hair is just like, Jesus Christ. Like, how do you do that? There's so many things in that movie where it's like, okay. But I think it's very popular, especially At Last I See the Light. Very iconic duet. And then the scene where they all light off their, I don't know, they look like marshmallows. I don't know what they're actually called. Apologies. But that's a really nice scene. Then this one also hurt to not put in my top 10. But 101 Dalmatians. I'm a huge Cruella DeVille fan. Like, I just, her aesthetic is great. I think she popularized the split dye, being like half white, half black hair. Awful person.
I think you should do it.
No.
Should dye your hair black so it looks like your Lego minifigure that
Yeah, except I switched them.
true.
No, I'll just be like the new one with the I love Legoland. Anyways, 101 Dalmatians. Like, ugh. She makes me so angry, but she's such a good character. And then her car is also awesome. Anyways, I've got Bolt. Sadly. I watched Bolt so many times as a kid. Fast dog. Cool. I really liked the hamster. He's funny. And then last up, I've got Hercules. I think it's just an iconic movie. I think I own it on VHS too. I think I own a lot of the original Disney movies on VHS. But Hades, his little devils, Herc. All solid movie. But yeah, I won't say anything else. I think I just talked for like 7 minutes about movies that didn't even make it to my top 10. So
Doing a last second double check.
what?
Right, I just remembered something.
Oh, so unprofessional.
This is going in my honorable mentions. I haven't switched my top 10. I'm just gonna have to live with the fact that my top 10 is probably wrong to most people. So. So yeah, are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Finally? I'm just kidding. All right, honorable mentions. I added three since we started talking. If I also, like, if he said anything I haven't said, I'd probably feel the same way for honorable mentions, I guess, but.
I mean, I might start writing down stuff that you say because there's so many Disney movies.
Yeah. So Ice Age, you said that. Didn't even realize it was a Disney movie.
Yeah.
Probably should have. It just feels like so, like, not Disney. Like, it feels like almost DreamWorks kind of thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, you guys might have to double check me on this. I just googled it and it said it was a Disney animated film, but I have G-Force, the guinea pig movie. I enjoy G-Force.
I'm not putting that on my honorable mentions.
I got Beauty and the Beast, and that's one that a lot of people like. I think it's like easily one of the best, like, classic princess. Why are you looking at me like that? I got the Goofy movie.
I have never seen
I
the
love
Goofy
the Goofy
movie.
movie. It's so good.
So goofy.
I have Nightmare Before Christmas, and I'm with a question mark because I didn't know if it was Disney or not, so
I'm
I put it
pretty
on my
sure
honorable mentions. It
like
probably would have made my top 10 if I realized before, but sticking with my guns, I got Aladdin in my honorable mentions. I enjoy Aladdin a lot. I got any Winnie the Pooh project on my honorable mentions because Winnie the Pooh's iconic. I got Meet the Robinsons on my honorable mentions. Pretty solid movie. I got Peter Pan, like you said, it's iconic. I just, pretty weird. I think the last time I watched that was in my first apartment.
Dang.
Yeah. Chicken Little, pretty annoying movie, but that was the first movie I ever watched in theater.
Oh wow.
So yeah, I got Dumbo. That was one of my favorite movies as a kid.
Yeah.
Lilo and Stitch, pretty good movie. I think I watched it mostly when it came on Disney Channel as a child. Have 101 Dalmatians. It's iconic. I love that movie. And then the one that, like, barely missed it, besides Beauty and the Beast. I'd say Beauty and the Beast is like my 11 on this list.
Yeah.
Number 12, I have Little Mermaid. I love Little Mermaid, but I think it'd definitely be like just barely missing it. And that's only because I haven't watched it in so long. Same goes with Beauty and the Beast. I love Beauty and the Beast. I think it'd be easily top 10 if I watched it anytime recently, but I haven't, so. Pretty unfortunate for those two, just barely missing the cut. So, yeah. Those are my honorable mentions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, crazy how I did that in like 2 minutes.
I've got a lot to say.
I know you do. You're big talker. Biggie yapper.
I just have to change my numbers here then. So I don't screw it up later. Oh, wait, I just did it again. I wrote the original numbers. 6. Okay. All right, well, at number 10, my last second slide in that kicked Tangled out. Little Mermaid. I just, it's a great movie. I mean, the concept, simple. Person underwater wants to see what is going on above water. And it just happens that her parents are like the ruler of her world, so it would be very obvious if she went missing. And then I also think Ursula is a great villain. Honestly, I like, if I could gender swap a role, I would. I would definitely do Ursula drag or attempt to sing like maybe like an octave down version of Poor Unfortunate Souls. I think that song is so good. Like one of my favorite villain songs ever. But yeah, I tend to lean towards a lot of the music related Disney movies because I do musicals and stuff. So I just think Little Mermaid's a great movie.
Yep, he's gonna hit you with the musical type princess like classics, and you're gonna see me with the childish Disney movies. Number 10, I have Zootopia. Fair. I really enjoy Zootopia. It's a great movie in my opinion. I don't know, it's just good. Like yeah. Everything about it's just really solid to me. I get a lot of people probably wouldn't have in their top 10 just because there's so many like classic Disney movies, and I picked Zootopia to be in my top 10. But it's just so good, in my opinion. It's one of those ones where I just don't have much to say. I just feel like it's number 10. So, yeah.
All right. Number 9. And it's unfortunate that it has to be this high. And I didn't end up watching it until like 2 years after it came out. What's that face for?
This high or just low?
At number 9.
Like, do you want it to be higher? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought you meant like, I wish it was in my honorable mentions.
No.
Because you said it was too high.
No. I wish I could have ranked it to be better. I've got Big Hero 6. I think it's a great movie. Hero's a great character. Big brain.
Apparently it's canon Marvel.
Which, like, is strange, but yeah, it's okay.
Very, very weird.
Because he's like, kind of like Iron Man copy. Backstory different, but
very different.
Yeah. No, I think Baymax is funny. The scene where he like makes that little robot fight that guy's big robot, like the one that like flips faces to the from the happy to like the really angry face. That's a great scene. He's like, haha, stupid little robot, and he's like okay, and then he absolutely destroys him. No, it's a great movie. I thoroughly enjoy Big Hero 6.
Nice. 9, I have Bolt.
Yeah.
I really like Bolt.
Yeah.
I have Bolt on DVD. That's probably something I would probably watch like 6 or 7 times during a like singular summer, like when I was a kid, just because I had it on DVD, and I'd go up to like my grandma Diane's, and we'd have like a little disc player, and I'd just watch it over and over again. Like I thoroughly enjoy that movie.
Yeah,
like Bolt's pretty sick, like saving people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I just really like the characters in that movie too. It's pretty. Pretty nice ending to make you tear up a little bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like Bolt.
At number 8, I've got Frozen. Oh my God, did it take the world by storm when it came out? It came out when we were in like fifth grade. I know it came out when we were in fifth grade. But what a great movie. I feel like it was our generation's like first Disney movie that really impacted a bunch of us. Great music. I think Idina Menzel, I just think I butchered her name. I think she's a good singer. I don't think she's amazing, but that's just a hot take. People,
I don't even know who that
she's
is.
Elsa.
Uh-oh.
But
I'm not really good at remembering like animated voice actors.
I know that because she was the original Elphaba in Wicked, which is a huge Broadway show. But yeah, I think she's a really good singer. I don't think she's amazing. Hot take. Anyways, I really like the Love is an Open Door duet. I think it's great, but I also think Hans is a jerk. I think Olaf will forever be iconic and all that. So, Frozen at number 8.
Makes sense. At 8, I have Wreck-It Ralph. I really like Wreck-It Ralph. It's great. It like opened the door for a lot of like video game-esque movies,
Yeah, like pixels
which wasn't good. That
and
good. There also was the Emoji Movie, which was awful.
and Ready Player One.
Open the door for a lot of those things. I think Wreck-It Ralph is a great character. I think her name's like Penelope or something.
Yeah, Von Schweetz.
Yeah, I enjoy that. I enjoy like the little like common area that they have in between games. That's really
It's like an
enjoyable.
airport.
Yeah, I don't know. I just really like it a lot. I think it could be higher on my list, but it's like, yeah, I don't know. I want to rewatch it again soon. I haven't watched that movie in a while. I didn't watch the second one. I don't know how good it is or if it's bad or not, so.
At number 7, I've got Encanto. I think Encanto is a great movie. The music is great. The characters are awesome. Big fan of Bruno. Just
Yeah.
because he's like, what do you
He has a
want?
good arc.
Yeah, he does. Everyone's got great arcs. I remember when it came out, it kind of like exploded because Lin-Manuel Miranda did the music for it. And he did all the music for Hamilton, which is also a musical that took the world by storm when it came out. And even though it's like 95% songs, but yeah, no, I like everything about Encanto. There's not like a dull moment or all the music great. It looks great. The story is great. I mean, story isn't as good as everything else, to be honest, but I really like the whole special family and then the grandma like denying that anything could possibly be wrong stuff. So yeah, Encanto.
Good choice. What are we on, 7?
Yeah.
I have The Princess and the Frog. I really like that movie. It's
Yeah.
one of my favorite like princess movies. I really enjoy like the first part, like those first couple songs in it are just like so iconic to me.
Yeah.
Think is it Tiana?
Yeah.
Princess Tiana is probably my favorite princess, at least top three. Like,
Yeah.
and like the villain's great. I just like everything about that
Yeah.
movie, really. So, and the songs are really good in that movie, like I said. So, I'm a big sucker for Princess and the Frog. So, yeah.
At number 6, I've got Wreck-It Ralph. I just, it's such a good movie. I've watched it so many times. I think Ralph Breaks the Internet is like a solid sequel. I don't think it will beat Wreck-It Ralph ever. But the thing that we probably enjoyed a lot is the fact that the like boss was like a karting villain, and it was all inside whatever the arcade game's name was. But it was like a racing game, and it was like, oh, this is sick. But I think Ralph and Penelope and Fix-It Felix, they're all great characters. I like how everything tied together, and everything was like, oh no, when the power shuts off, it's like, oh. And I liked all the Easter eggs in it were like, oh. But yeah.
Number six, I have Mulan. I think Mulan's probably like my favorite. Like, you count Mulan as an OG, like, princess. I think she's probably my favorite one. The
Yeah.
songs are great. Like, I just really like Mulan. Like, I don't really have a good explanation for why I like Mulan.
Yeah.
But I just really enjoy Mulan. Like, it's one of my favorite Disney movies.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's at number six for me.
These top five could be interchangeable, I think. Number five, I've got Lion King. Classic. Everyone knows Lion King. I just saw it on off. Well, it's not off Broadway. Saw the musical, but I won't try to overlap them. Because I don't think. I mean, Lion King, it's a great movie, great arc for Simba and Nala, and the whole Mufasa and Scar thing is like. It's like, oh yeah, you would, Scar. Yeah, you would do that, you jerk.
You.
Yeah, Timon and Pumbaa, great. Hyenas are even funny. They're super evil, make me angry. But yeah, the songs in it, Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just. It's so good.
Makes me so amped
Yeah.
up.
But yeah, it's Lion King. Everyone knows it. All the characters are great. So. Yep.
Number five, I'm Encanto. I really like Encanto.
Yeah.
The music's great in it. All the characters are great. I think the main character's name is like Mirabelle or something.
Yeah.
Her being like the one that doesn't get the power and like ends up being like the thing that could take down the house overall. Like the evil is great. Bruno's arc is great. You've probably heard every song on TikTok just
Yeah.
because it's so good. The grandma's such a hater. Like,
Yep.
so, oh God, it's so annoying. Some, at points, it's very annoying. I think all the
Yeah.
characters are pretty funny. I like the very strong girl, her song's pretty good. Yeah, no, I think it's a great movie. And it's like, I don't think it's recency bias putting it that high. I think
No.
it'll overall always be in my top 10. Unless, like, I rewatch literally every classic Disney movie and just constantly, like, they keep jumping up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I really enjoy Encanto, so.
Number four, got Aladdin. This used to be my favorite Disney movie until I remembered others. It's just, I think the reason it didn't get as high on the list. I think Jafar is kind of a forgettable villain. It's like, yeah, he's cool, but I don't know. I don't really associate him with Aladdin as much as like Ursula with Little Mermaid.
Oh yeah, she's an octopus woman or
Yeah,
something, so
yeah.
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, Jafar, I think he's okay when it comes to villains, but I think the music in Aladdin is better, and the genie is awesome. That really like pushes it over the edge. I mean, Aladdin and Jasmine are solid, But the genie, oh my God.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good.
It's just the music in Aladdin. So good. But yeah.
At number four, I have Tangled. I really like Tangled.
Yeah.
Like Flynn Rider, Smoke Show.
Mm
The music in that is so good. Like,
mhm.
just everything about it's great. The hair is obviously so iconic.
Yeah.
I think people simp over Flynn Rider so much. Like, he's probably like one of the best like Disney princes. Just the story's really great in general. Like, I can't really think of a bad thing about Tangled, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, everything about it's just like so cute.
Oh.
So, yeah, I have that at number four.
Number three, this may be surprising, but I've got Beauty and the Beast. I think the music for Beauty and the Beast is great. I really like Gaston, Beast, and Belle. I think they're all like phenomenal characters. And I mean, I think I like pretty much every character. Like Lumiere, Cogsworth, Miss Potts, Chip, LeFou. I could go
Yeah.
on. No, it's so iconic. So good. Story is great. Music, man. Can't. Well, it can get better than this, but it's great.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, I bet that's a lot of people's favorites, and it's like, well, it can't be mine now.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Beauty and the Beast is probably the best overall Disney story of all time.
Yeah,
So,
yeah.
yeah. Set three.
Yep.
The top three can really swap, to be honest.
Okay.
I think the top five, like you said, could be swapped like around.
Yeah.
Number three, I have Big Hero 6.
Okay.
I love Big Hero 6, and I think it gets a lot more hate than it should. There's a very large, I don't know about large, but there's a pretty loud crowd of people that don't like Big Hero 6
Yeah.
for multiple reasons, and that's like, okay, cool. I remember when this came out in theaters, it was like, this is a banger. Like, all the
Yeah.
heroes are like really cool. Baymax is iconic. That's
Yeah.
why they came out with the Disney 100 like minifigure series just recently, and I want Baymax really bad just because the minifigure's so funny looking.
Yeah.
I can't remember the main character's name.
Hero.
Yeah, like his brother dying is really sad.
Yeah.
I don't know, overall it's just a really great movie, and I'm not a part of the crowd that like looks into the loopholes of things. I
Yeah.
don't really like that's canon Marvel, because that's just weird to me. I remember that, like, if you're on like any side of like superhero TikTok, I remember when that one list came out and Big Hero 6 was like a top like 20 like Marvel movie, and everyone was like,
Huh.
what?
Yeah.
But like at the end of the day, like really doesn't change my ranking because of that or any of like the weird plot holes that people have looked into and hated on. So yeah, I'm a big Hero 6 fan. So yeah.
Yeah. My number two, which I want to call the resident sleeper pick. It's because no one ever remembers this movie, but I think the music in it is phenomenal. I think it is, like, hands down, probably the best animated Disney music. Is Hunchback of Notre Dame. The music is so good. You can't. I feel like it's not, like, super popular between like a lot of like common Disney watching people. Like, I feel like it gets a bad rep because Count Frollo is like the most evil Disney villain because he's like truly just awful. I think Esmeralda is an amazing character. Like, what she does throughout the story is just like, oh, Like, she's great. I think Quasimodo is a great character too. Like, his life is so sad. Yeah, Count Frollo is just so evil, and his intentions are awful throughout the whole movie. But yeah, there's so many great characters, and the music is too good, except for Topsy Turvy. Topsy Turvy can suck. It just sucks. It makes me so angry. It's
Jesus.
good, but it's the worst song. Anytime it comes on, I'm like, nope, I'm gonna skip it, unless I'm out of skips. But all right. Yep.
Freaking Spotify Premium loser over here.
Yeah.
Doesn't get the student discount. I don't know why you don't.
But yeah, and I'm not even talking about the musical Hunchback. I'm just a regular Disney Hunchback. The musical is like, it blows me out of the water. But also, Hellfire is so good. Probably my favorite Disney villain song. After right before Poor Unfortunate Souls, that's probably number two. Okay.
Number two, I have Frozen.
Yeah, makes sense.
It is so iconic in our generation.
Yeah.
Anna is probably like one of my top 10 favorite like Disney characters. I think Elsa is kind of overrated.
Yeah.
I love Let It Go. Everyone did at one point.
Yeah.
Olaf's great. Kristoff is one of my favorite characters as well.
Yeah.
Hans is awful. Like,
Yeah.
God, makes me so
Yeah.
angry. All the songs in that movie are like really awesome to me too. Like the even just like the like where Kristoff goes like he has all those rock family people and they're like, "Oh, you gotta
Oh
marry
yeah.
that girl," and she's like
Yeah.
dying and Anna's dying 'cause the frozen thing.
Yeah.
Everything about that movie's great to me. I get it's overrated slightly. I think also another reason why people don't like Frozen as much is 'cause Frozen 2 wasn't as good as people were hoping it to be.
Yeah.
I think there's one iconic song from Frozen 2. Still haven't watched Frozen 2 either. I never
Yeah.
went out of my way to watch it. I feel
Yeah.
like it just ruined it for me almost. Not saying it's a bad movie. I've heard okay things about it, but yeah, Frozen 2. Frozen is my number two. Not Frozen 2. Not Frozen 2. Just Frozen is my number two. God. All right, what's your number one? Jesus.
If I didn't make it obvious already, and I think it beats out Hunchback because the story is like, I think the story is way better. Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah, I think I'm a sucker for anything that Danny Elfman and Tim Burton collaborate on. It just, oh, so good.
You should have seen his bathroom at his old place.
Yeah.
Didn't you have like a ton of stuff in there?
Yeah.
Nightmare. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, the music is so good. I want it to be a musical so badly.
Think you just want to be Jack.
No.
No, I don't.
No. Makes me wanna look something up really quick, 'cause if Disney? 'Cause I don't know if this is Disney or not. And it's not. Okay, that's Warner Bros. Thank God.
What?
Corpse Bride.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not Disney.
Yeah, I was like, that is too creepy to be Disney.
Yeah.
Anyways, this guy, Jack. I have a Jack Skellington onesie. I have not brought over. Actually, I think I have.
Wear it next pod, you won't.
I mean, if I remember, I'll wear it.
Actually, maybe not, because the Marvel one's probably gonna be the next one we
Oh,
do,
yeah. But I think it's so good. It's a great movie. Yeah, it just beats out Hunchback because I like the story more, but the music probably same level. And Oogie Boogie's a great villain. I could go on forever about this. Like, yeah, I'll keep it there. Like, the style of it. I'll keep it there. Okay.
I'll keep it there. So I like this about it.
It's like me trying to say goodbye. I say goodbye. I'll stick around for 20 minutes. Okay, gotta leave. I'll be there for 20 more minutes. And then I leave.
Yep. All right. My number one, pretty probably controversial pick, Moana. I love Moana so much. There's a lot of plot holes in Moana that like get a lot of hate.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's fine. Forgetting the Rock's character. You probably will. Oh, Maui. Yeah. Dude, I love Maui. He's great. I think the Rock gets a lot of hate on his acting, but hey, man, when he doesn't have to act, he can voice something pretty well. Hell, he even sung that song. What can I say except you're welcome? Yeah, no. No, it's a great movie. Me and you need to watch it. I don't know if it'd be in your top 10. But it's a great movie. I get you putting your honorable mentions, but you haven't finished it, so
yeah.
But yeah, that was our list.
If you agree, if you hate it, go watch Hunchback again.
I won't.
Yeah, I think it's a resident sleeper, though. A lot of people forget about it.
I forget about it.
I know.
So yeah, let us know how you feel about it. What's your favorite Disney animated movie? Sure, there's plenty of opinions out there. There's so many options to pick from. But yeah. Let us know. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And it's probably going to be a longer episode, but stay tuned for more videos. Subscribe, like, do all the things. We appreciate it. And we'll see you guys next time.
See ya.